हरे कृष्णा कीर्तिदास सुंदरी माता जी, प्लीज टेक ओवर द कॉल माता जी।
थैंक यू सो मच विनया माता जी, एंड थैंक यू सो मच फॉर ऑल द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, एंड स्पेशल आई एम रियली ग्रेटफुल टू ऑल द डिवोटीज हु हैव जॉइंड फ्रॉम इंडिया. यू नो दिस इज इट्स सच एन इंस्पायरिंग थिंग दैट यू नो वी आर सच हैंकरिंग फॉर द एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटीज दैट यू नो वी आर नॉट टेकिंग केयर ऑफ टाइम एंड we are still joining and taking this valuable association. So I'm really thankful to all the devotees, but especially to those who are joining from India. Thank you all so much. So let's get started. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda, Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's Madhya Leela, Chapter 22, entitled The Process of Devotional Service. And today we'll start with text number 84. So this verse 84 is basically a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. So we'll go through. भवापवर्गो भ्रमतो यदा भवेत् ज्ञानसत्करः अच्युत सत्समागमः सत्तग्मो यर्हि तदैवागत सद्गतौ पारावृषेशे त्वयि जयते रतिः. ट्रांसलेशन से, ओ माय लॉर्ड, ओ इनफालिबल सुप्रीम पर्सन, when a person wandering throughout the universes becomes eligible for liberation from material existence, he gets an opportunity to associate with devotees. When he associates with devotees, his attraction for you is awakened. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the highest goal of the topmost devotees and the Lord of the universe. The purport says, this is the quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 51 and Verse Number 53. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Charu Swami Iti Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यामनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं दधाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्विताश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकान्ता राधाकान्ता नमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभयैव च प्रतीतानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवात् आदि गौर भक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. Hare Krishna everyone. So we are in the section where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Sri Sanatana Goswami on the process of devotional service. And we are in the section where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing the qualities of a devotee. That devotees, how, what qualities they possess. And so we read and we heard about various other qualities of being humble, truthful, being tolerant, forbearing, merciful, and so on and so forth. And now, from text 83 onwards, Mahaprabhu is establishing the importance of association of devotees, that how important it is to associate with the devotees in order to progress in one's spiritual life. So verse 83 onwards, it starts about the importance of devotional service, and very beautiful and famous verse, Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula Haya Sadhu Sangha, Krishna Prema Janme Tenho Puna Mukhya Anga. So the root cause of any devotional service to Lord Krishna is the association of advanced devotees. So to this, Mahaprabhu is saying that even if one comes to the level of bhava or prema, one's dormant love for Krishna awakens only in the association of devotees, and it is very most essential. It's not that when we are in the preliminary stage of sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, or our shraddha, or our anartha nivritti, that we need sadhu sangha, but it's all over to the end where we have even nishtha, ruchi, asakti, and bhava for Lord Shri Krishna, but still we need the association of advanced devotees. That is the mukhya anga. That is the root cause of devotional service. So the verse that we read today, that is 84, it says that, O my Lord, O infallible Supreme Person, when a supreme wandering throughout, when a person wandering throughout the universes. We all know that, you know, from time immemorial, from millions, trillions, zillions of births, you know, we have been wandering from one planet to another, from one loka to another loka. And we are still caught up in this material existence. So when a person wandered and is being caught up in this material existence, he gets an opportunity to associate with devotees. So that's the supreme fortunate condition when a person gets an opportunity to associate with devotees. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it says, right, Brahmande Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jiva. Who is that supremely fortunate person? Like after wandering Brahmande Brahmite, in this whole Brahmanda we have been moving, we have been going through from different universes to different planets to different species. But who is that supreme fortunate soul whose Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lada Bija? That is, who is that fortunate person who gets the association of the superior spiritual master, and because of which one's dormant Krishna love gets awakened. So that's what it's been saying in this verse also, that he gets an opportunity to associate with the devotees. And when he associates with the devotees, then what happens? His attraction for Krishna is awakened. And you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the highest goal of the topmost devotees, and the Lord of the universe. So this is how important the Sadhu Sangha is, right? And it says, Mahaprabhu only, in this chapter only, in the previous verses, you know, we have already read through, but just to connect the dots, I'm just referring it, that yes, that's a supreme fortunate condition, an opportunity when a person gets to associate with the advanced devotees. But now the question comes in that who gets this opportunity to connect with this advanced devotee? It's only and only in the human form of life that we get to associate with the devotee. In all other species, we are just into eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. In animal life, in amphibians, in trees, in insects, birds, whatever. right? But this is the human form of life. Only that can have this opportunity to associate with the devotees. How rare is the human form of life? Durlabha manasha doho, right? Bhagavatam explains that it's so durlabha. It's really difficult, first of all, to get this human form of life. And on top of that, after getting that human form of life, what is the condition of human form of life? It is just a drop on the petal of a lotus flower. It can slip any time. So that's how temporary it is, right? And on top of that, getting this human form of life and having the association of an advanced devotee, that's a cream, you know, on the cake. That getting that association of the advanced devotee, which is so durlabha. First of all, it is very difficult to get a human form of life. And after getting a human form of life, getting an association of a devotee, you know. So Mahaprabhu says, sadhu sange krishna bhakti shraddha yadi haya. And after that, when we associate with that advanced devotees, then what happened actually? So by associating, one's faith in devotional service to Krishna gets awakened. Bhakti phala prema haya samsara yashaya. And then what happens? Because of this devotional service, one's dormant love for Krishna awakens, and then one's material conditional existence, it comes to an end. So that's how we have to understand the importance of association of devotees. There is just one example. It's been I can share to you. So just imagine there is a turtle, right, in the middle of ocean, and that turtle is swimming back and forth, right, and the waves of ocean are really very high, and there is just one wooden plank which is floating. And that wooden plank has a hole in it. Now, what's the probability of a turtle in that waves of a vast ocean to come and put his put its neck in that wooden plank, the hole in that hole of a wooden plank? What's that probability? You know, and that's how rare, you know, we can just imagine the probability of that turtle putting its neck in that hole of a wooden plank amidst the high waves of that ocean. So, and on top of that, what is the probability that a turtle, after putting that head in that hole of a wooden plank, is facing east to see the rising sun? You know, that's how, you know, the rare thing is to get a human form of life. So, like in Bhagavatam, it is explained that even this is possible. Turtle in the waves, in the ocean, putting its neck in the wooden plank, in the hole of a wooden plank, and is facing east to see the rising sun. It is still possible, but to achieve a human form of life and getting an association of a divine devotee is much more rarer than that. So that's how the Bhagavatam established this point of getting the rare human form of life. So once we get it, we should not just take it for granted, rather we should try to make best use of this bad bargain, that yes, when we have got this human form of life, we have to get associate with the advanced devotees and try to awaken our dormant Krishna's love in our heart. So, and moving on to the next verse, text 85, it says, O devotees, I'm just reading the translation, O devotees, oh, you are free from all sins. Let me inquire from you of that which is supremely auspicious for all living entities. Association with a pure devotee for even half a moment in this material world is the greatest treasure for human society. So just a verse previous to this verse, actually this is also a verse from Bhagavatam, and this is the context where Maharaj Nemi is meeting with Naviyogendras, and they are guiding. So to this a verse previous to this verse, it says Durlabha Manasya Deho, that how rare is the human form of life. And in this verse it's saying, O devotees, you are free from all sins. So Maharaj Nemi basically is addressing to Naviyogendras, and he's saying, let me inquire from you about that which is supremely auspicious for all living entities. So supremely auspicious for all living entities is not the wealth, the fame, the strength that we all hanker for. It is the supreme wealth, that is the association of pure devotees, because of which we can get Krishna prema. Right? So in Prabhupada, in its purport, is putting the stress on this point that Maharaj Nemi is not thinking that these Naviyogendras have come and so I should first greet them and then, ask about some worldly talks. No, he's saying that you are here and you will leave. So, but I want to take an advantage of asking this supremely important question, that how we can achieve this Krishna Prema. So his point is to ask the question so that the supreme auspiciousness can come in for the living entities, which is the greatest treasure for that human society. And what he's saying, that even half a moment spent with the advanced devotees can give us such liberation. Right? So to this, I'll just share you with one story. We all know, we have heard the story many times of the brother of Ambarish Maharaj. But there is one Puranic story also, and I'll share that story. So there was a person who was very sinful, the whole life. And when he was about to leave his body, Yamadutas came with the news, right? And they said that now we are going to drag you to the hellish planets, to Narakloka, because you have done very sinful activities all through your life. Now this person who was very sinful, he really got afraid after seeing Yamadutas. And so the thought came in that how I can associate with the devotees, because he has heard that the whole life, but never took the opportunity to associate with the devotees. So he want to now associate. So he just grab over to the tulsi plant. And Yamadutas now, just they cannot take the soul, because now he's holding tulsi plant. And he's saying, oh tulsi, please protect me. Oh tulsi plant, please protect me. Yamadutas there, I don't want to go, and please protect me. I'm just under your shelter. And he was just begging to Mother Tulsi Devi. And he was grabbing that plant and he was not letting loose. So Yamaduta said, oh, this is how difficult it is now. This is the first case we are seeing now. He's grabbing the tulsi plant. Now we cannot take him. So let's go to Yamaraj. So they went to Yamaraj, and Yamaraj came, and then Yamaraj said, oh, this is the first case I am even ever seeing. No, he has to give up the tulsi plant. Only then we can take him to hellish planet. Otherwise, it's not possible. And he cannot go to any other loka, because he has done all his life, all the sinful activities. So it's so difficult. But yeah, Yamaraj said, no, I just cannot do it. So let me go to Brahma and see if he has some solution. So they called upon Brahma, and then Brahma came with his four heads, the four quad processor that he has, because he has four heads, right? So he also came and he saw, wow, this is such a difficult situation now. He started scratching his head and he said, oh, I just cannot do anything. He has to leave tulsi plant. Only then you can take him. Otherwise, it's very difficult. So they were telling to that person, oh, you please leave tulsi plant, we'll take care of you. But he said, no, I'm not going to leave this tulsi plant, because the moment I leave it, you are not going to leave me and you'll take me to the hellish planet. So I'm not going to leave it. And now Brahma said, now this is beyond my scope. Let's go to Lord Shiva and see if he can do anything. Now Lord Brahma has four heads and Shiva has five heads. One more processor is added. So now he came, and as soon as Lord Shiva came, when he saw Tulasi plant, he just remembered Shri Vrindavan Dham and started dancing. Now all were thinking, now what's this happened? We called Lord Shiva to find out the solution, and he himself started dancing. Previously we had one problem to deal with this person, how to take him, and now we have another problem. We have to stop Lord Shiva and ask for the solution. And he became ecstatic. Finally, they calmed down Lord Shiva and they said, we need a solution. And Lord Shiva said, I don't have any solution. I just don't deal with all this. And you have to go to Vishnu Loka. Now they thought, oh, now Lord Vishnu cannot come here. So we have to take this person to Vishnu Loka. Only then we can find the solution. And then, but how to take this person, because he is not ready to leave Tulasi Devi. So they said, oh, see, we have a palanquin. We'll keep you in the palanquin and we'll take you to Vishnu Loka and we'll submit your case to Lord Vishnu and see, we'll see what will happen. Right now, you just please leave this Tulasi plant. Now, this person was so adamant. He said, no way, you just cannot, you know, fool me around. I will not leave this Tulasi plant. If you want to take me, you have to take me with this Tulasi plant. But there was no other solution. So they all took that person along with that Tulasi plant in a palanquin, where on one side Lord Brahma was holding, another side Lord Shiva was holding, third side Yamdutas were holding, and the fourth side Yamaraj was holding. And they all went to Lord Vishnu to seek an answer for this solution. And they said, now you have to please guide us, because it's very impossible for us. And this person has done all the life, he has done all the sinful activities. Now, you know, what to do? Then Lord Vishnu said, there is no need for any solution, because what has to be done is already being done. Just in a moment association, having a moment of association with Tulasi Devi, this person has got everything. That on a palanquin, he is coming to Vaikuntha Loka. He is coming to Vishnu Loka by Yamaraj and Yamadutas, Brahma and Shiva holding together the whole palanquin. So that's the supreme destination this person has already achieved by getting a moment of association of Tulasi Devi. So that's how beautiful is the association of devotees. And the same story goes on for Ambarish Maharaj, brother, you know, Papa Raja. So it has the same story that how Papa Raja was also very sinful, and finally with the moment of association of Narada Muni, he went to Vaikuntha Loka. I'll not go to that story. It's kind of a similar story, but we can always go through. So this is how the importance of association is. So Srila Rupa Goswami, also in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, we all know that he talks about 64 limbs that constitute bhakti. So while talking about 64 limbs, he just streamlined down all the 64 limbs into the 5 limbs, which are known as Pancha Anga Bhakti. So 5, Pancha. Pancha means 5, Anga means limb, and Bhakti means devotional service. So he streamlined down all 64 limbs to 5 limbs. And what's that? Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavata Shravan Mathura Vasa Shri Murti Shraddhaya Sevan. Sadhu Sangha means to associate with serious, dedicated, really fired up devotees. And Nama Kirtan is to come together and sincerely call out Krishna's holy name. Then third is Bhagavata Shravan, which means to hear the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. Fourth is Mathura Vas, means to live in the holy abode of Vrindavan or Navadvip. And Shri Murti means that to worship the deity form of Krishna with full faith, Shraddhaya Sevan. With full faith, if one worships the deity form of Krishna. So these are the 5 limbs. But just see that he puts Sadhu Sangha to be first. Rupa Goswami could have put Nam Sankirtan or Bhagavata Shravan or Mathura Sevan, Mathura Vas to be the first. But she put Sadhu Sangha as the first limb. He is saying Sadhu Sangha Namakirtan Bhagavata Shravan Matravasa Shri Murti Shraddhaya Sevan. So that's how important it is to associate with the advanced devotees. Rest everything will follow. If we have Sadhu Sangha, then we can have Namakirtan, we can have Bhagavata Shravan, we can have Mathuravas, because Krishna says, wherever my chanting of holy name is going on, there I reside. So, wherever the Sadhu Sangha is there, where that chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is there, Bhagavata Shravan is there, that place is Vrindavan. And finally, with the association of devotees only, we can have the deity worship, right? So, everything follows but with Sadhu Sangha. Without that, it is not possible. So I know it's already half an hour been passed, but I was thinking of citing some examples from Srimad Bhagavatam and to know that how, you know, glorious the association of Sadhu Sangha is. So we'll go by canto by canto. I'll try to finish. Maybe the class may go 10-15 minutes longer, but it's worth to know about it, right? So we'll move on to the next section where we'll see the examples of devotee association from Srimad Bhagavatam. So from Canto 1 and Canto 2, right, we'll go canto by canto. So from Canto 1 and Canto 2, we know the story of Vyasadeva comes, right? Canto 1 and Canto 1 especially talks about the story of Vyasadeva. So we'll see two contrasts. One is the Vyasadeva, another is Siddhartha. Who is Siddhartha? Gautam Buddha, who brought up this for philosophy of Buddhism, right? So we'll say Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva on one side, he wrote all the Itihasas, Puranas, Upanishads, and everything he wrote, right? On another hand, there is a boy, Siddhartha, who actually was not allowed to know the realities of life, right? And what are the realities of the right? That when person who possess body has a body, B-O-D-Y, B is birth, O is old age, D is disease, and Y is Yamaraj, that is death. So he was bereft of these realities of body, not birth, old age, disease, and death. He never saw that. He was kept aloof from all these realities of life. So basically, when he came out, when he saw the hump of hunchback person, when he saw the dead body on the shoulders of four people, and when he saw all these problems, then he was confused, right? Because he never saw that. Now we have Vyasadeva, who was also confused even after writing the whole Itihasas, Puranas, you know, everything he wrote, Upanishads, but he was still confused. He was still dissatisfied. He was still discontent. He was distressed. He was despondent. He was disappointed. And same here, we have Siddhartha, who was also confused, who was also dissatisfied, who was also thinking what to do in the life, right? So we have the same scenarios on both the sides, but the difference comes in the association. The moment Vyasadeva got the association of Narada Muni, he became happy and self-satisfied because he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam only with the association of devotees like Narada. And on the other hand, Siddhartha, he ends up, you know, into Shunyavad and Mayavad philosophy, bringing up the Buddhist philosophy. He has nothing to, you know, to associate. He has nothing to associate with. Though he was also enlightened, but on his own, sitting under a tree. You know, no doubt he got enlightenment, but he came up with the Shunyavad philosophy, with the Mayavad philosophy, though for a reason. That's another context, that it, because Gautam Buddha, later Siddhartha, who was known as Gautam Buddha, he brought up this Buddhist philosophy for a reason. You know, if we just keep it that thing aside and we just see that philosophy is a Mayavadi philosophy that he came up, and here Vyasadev came up with the philosophy of a devotional service, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. So we see that these two contrast, right? Though the problems were same, but just because of the association of devotees, we can see the results were different. Both were Shakti Esha avatar of Lord Krishna, right? But just because of the association of devotees, the results were totally different. So that's how glory of Visadhi Sangha is. Canto 2 talks about Narada Muni, how he was the son of a maidservant, how he served the Bhakti Vedantas, took their remnant and got Krishna. So this is the glories of Sadhu Sangha. When he associated with those Bhakti Vedanta, he took the remnants from their plate. That's how his dormant love for Krishna got awakened. And he was just 5 years old, right? Moving on to Canto 3. Now, Canto 1 and 2 talks about the glories of Sadhu Sangha. Canto 3 talks about what has to be done in Sadhu Sangha. Okay, fine, I got Sadhu Sangha. Now, what to do with the Sadhu Sangha? Discuss all mundane topics? Just gossiping all around? That is not what Sadhu Sangha is meant for. And to this, we'll move on to the next verse of a Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is text number 86, which will be the last verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita that we'll be covering today. So, what has to be done in Sadhu Sangha? So this verse says, Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti hritkarna rasayam katha yat jashnun asvarga vartamani shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. This is the verse spoken by Lord Kapila in third canto to Mother Devahuti. And Lord Kapila, while talking to his mother Devahuti, tells that in the association of devotees, what must be done? We must discuss and chant about the heroic qualities of Lord Krishna. Lord Kapila Dev is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. So he is saying, Satam prasangam mama virya samvedo. Mama means mine. One should always discuss about my heroic qualities among the association of devotees. One should hear it. Hrit karna rasayana. One should hear it from his ear and put it into his heart. To that degree, one should hear the glories of Lord Shri Krishna. And with Shraddha, with faith, only then that faith will develop into attraction, into asakti, and finally into devotion. You know, that's the words he's talking about. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur also says, Mathe tila kanthi mala ache piche sundar wala. So we should not be on that situation. That yes, we are putting tilak on our forehead and we are putting kanthi tulasi beads in our kanthi, in our neck bead, neck. But we are just, you know, ache piche sundar wala. We are just still hankering for the material thing. That should not be the case. When we look devotional, we must make ourselves that we must be fully devoted also. It's not just by looking devotional. We should be fully devoted to Krishna and to Krishna's activities, always keeping Krishna in the center. We must associate in this way. And that's how we should, that's the learning that we got from Canto 3rd, that we have what has to be done basically in Sadhu Sangha. Example, Srila Prabhupada always used to give. You know, he just, when he was giving class, he pulled up his sleeves and there was a mosquito on his arm. So he said, now this mosquito is in directly contact with me. He is in association with me. But is it the real association? No, this is not a real association. That mosquito is simply sucking the blood of Srila Prabhupada. But he is not hearing or following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. So that is not the association. To be on the lighter note, there was a person in Vrindavan who was giving class to Guru Sulis, and he was saying that we all should go to this mundane places, and especially to go and watch movie. So you all Guru Kuli boys should take care of it. And you should not go for, you know, these movies and just keep away all your material desires, because once you are on the spiritual path, you should think only for the spiritual benefit. So after giving the class, you know, he came to know that one boy, he went to see a movie and he was very upset. So that boy was called upon and then he was asked, hey, you went to see a movie right after my class. I told you not to go, not to do this, not to associate with these material people and, you know, materialistic activities. Still you went. And he said, yes, I do. I did go to see the movie. And this person said, hey, you know, why you are so being confident after saying, just after my class you went and still you are so confidently saying that, yes, I went to watch movie. And he said, no, Prabhuji, don't worry. I went in the association of devotees. So that's not the mood, you know, that we just do it and we just say that we did it for the association of devotees. No, that's not how we have to associate with the devotees. We have to associate with the devotees, and what we have to do is only and only to do Krishna Katha, talk about Krishna or Krishna's devotees. That's how Lord Kapila is also instructing to Mother Devahuti. Moving on to Canto 4. You know, okay, fine. We have to associate with the devotees and we have to do it Krishna Katha only. But Canto 4 tells us how to do it. You know, that is described in Canto 4. And in Canto 4, we have an example of Dhruva Maharaj. When Dhruva Maharaj was being sent to forest by the instruction of his mother, Suniti, then he met Narada Muni. He met a devotee, advanced devotee. And after meeting Narada Muni, he found Narayan. Less than 6 months, you know. In less than 6 months, he was able to see Krishna, Narayan. So he was dedicated. Dhruva means dedication, you know, determination. So that's how we should be determined. So how to do it? How to do that Sadhu Sangha? Is that we should be determined to do Sadhu Sangha. If we have a chance, we have an option to go to a temple or to watch a movie or to go to some party, or, you know, any weekend we have to enjoy our own self, then the first priority one should have is to associate with the devotees and to go to the temple. That's how, with the full dedication, that's how dedicated one should be. And we know all the examples of Srila Prabhupada disciples. The initial stage of Srila Prabhupada when he came to West, how these Westerner devotees, they were basically putting their day and night just for one purpose, right? Their purpose was nothing. Their purpose was not to awaken some dormant love for Krishna or to come onto the level of Krishna Prema. No, their thing was just how we can please Srila Prabhupada. Day and night they were distributing books, hardly sleeping for few hours, but just to please Srila Prabhupada. That's how dedicated they were. Right, and we all know the example that how Srila Prabhupada was, when he came to West, he was giving classes, he was cooking, he was feeding all the devotees who were there, and he was taking their plates, he was cleaning those plates, and he was washing the cooking pots, and even those plates he was washing. So he did it for 6 to 8 months continuously. Only then, you know, after 6 to 8 months, one person came up and told Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you have been doing so much, can I help you? And then Prabhupada said, I waited for 8 months to hear just one statement from one single person. You know, that's how dedicated they were. And once, you know, Prabhupada said yes, they all said, now we'll take care of all this, Prabhupada. You just focus on preaching, giving classes. So that's the dedication one should have. You know, with utmost sincerity and with utmost priority, we should prioritize this Sadhu Sangha. That yes, whatever may happen, I am not going to leave this Sadhu Sangha. So that's how we got the lesson from Canto 4. Now Canto 5. What if you give up Sadhu Sangha? What will happen? Okay, fine. You got Sadhu Sangha. You discussed Krishna Katha. And how to do it has also been determined that yes, you have to be with dedication and determination. You have to associate with Sadhu Sangha. Now, what if we give up Sadhu Sangha? Then what will happen? And Canto 5 describes this famous pastime of Bharat Maharaj. We all know that how he left for forest. He was an exalted devotee. He was basically on the level of Bhava platform. And then he left. He left for forest. And then what happened is that he got attached to deer. And then finally, while leaving the body, he was in totally deer consciousness rather than Krishna consciousness. So that's what happened in the starting of the class. Also, I told you that that's the mukhya anga, right? That's the root cause of one's devotional service is through Sadhu Sangha only. Bharat Maharaj was all alone in the forest. He didn't have any Sadhu Sangha. If he would have been in association of devotees, devotees would have told, hey, you are getting too much attached to deer. Better leave that deer consciousness. Better leave that deer on its own and focus on your Krishna consciousness. But since he had no association, he got too much attached to deer. And finally, we know the consequence that he got a body of a deer. But that's the glory of, again, Sadhu Sangha. Since he was on a Bhava platform, the Sadhu Sangha didn't leave Bharat Maharaj. Even though he was in a deer body, the sadhus found that deer. And so deer got an opportunity to stay in the hermitage of Sadhu and hear Srimad Bhagavatam daily. And finally, we all know that how he, the third life, he became as Jada Bharat. So there he is telling to King Rahuguna what he is saying, that, you know, again, we read that verse previously in the same chapter, it's text 52. Raghunate tapasa nayati. So he's saying, he's addressing to Rahuguna, King Rahuguna, that how one gets this devotional service. So he's saying, it's not by austerity that one gets devotional service. Nacha jaya, neither by any kind of elaborate deity worship we do, that we get devotional service. Neither renouncing the family life or accepting the family life. That doesn't, you know, determine the devotional service. Neither doing some severe austerities or penances. Neither worshipping the demigods like Surya, Chandra or fire. So all these things doesn't determine one's devotional service. What determines is when Vina Mahatpada Raja Abhishekam, when we smear our body with the dust of the lotus feet of Vaishnavas, of a pure devotee, and we take their water which has been washed, water that has washed the lotus feet, and we just smear ourselves in that dust and do our Abhishek with that water which has touch the lotus feet of a pure Vaishnava, only then we can get that devotional service. Otherwise, it's very hard to get devotional service. So, what Bharat Maharaj did was that he thought that he can do on his own, that Nirjan Bhajan, right? On his own. See, when we are all alone, we can do quite a thing. Like if we want to purify our senses, we can do all alone by eating prasadam. If we want to purify our mind, we can do by chanting of a mantra, that is Maha Mantra, the holy name. If we want to purify our intellect, we can do it by reading Shastra or scriptures. But the problem comes that how to purify one's false ego. Because when we are doing everything on our own, this is the false ego that creates all the problems, right? And to purify that false ego, we must need Sadhu Sangha. because only in the association of devotees our false ego will be crushed. Right? When we are in the association of Vaishnavas, our false ego is crushed and we shine like diamonds. We gave an example in the previous class that we did for tolerance, that how the diamond, when crushed, it's polished. And the more it's polished, the more it shines. Right? So when we are in the devotees' association, we learn to be tolerant and our false ego is crushed. Because when we are in the association of devotees, devotees give feedback. Even if we don't ask for it, still we'll get feedback here and there. And if we tolerate that, then, you know, our false ego is crushed and thus we become purified. So false ego purification and practical realization only comes through Vaishnava Seva. So that's how we have to be. What happens, this is the example of what happens if we give up Sadhu Sangha. So we should never give up Sadhu Sangha, no matter what. Some people really get, you know, frustrated after getting all those comments and feedback from devotees and they say, oh, it's better to worship deities because deities are not going to give feedback. No matter how you dress the deities, the Krishna will still be smiling. You know, but that should not be the case. Our false ego can only get purified if we are in the association of devotees. Canto 6. What will we gain out of Sadhu Sangha? Now, this is another reason, why people think of doing something. You know, they always say, oh, if I do this, what I am going to get out of it, right? So we all know that when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, some sections, there is always a Phalashruti at the end, which always talks about, oh, reading this, this and this thing happened, you'll get Dhanam, you get Sundari, or you get whatever, wealth and child and whatnot, right? So people go for Phalashruti, only then they want to do something, right? And that's how, it also talks about that what we gain out of Sadhu Sangha. And the example in 6th canto is of Ajamil. So we all know that how Ajamil, he was a Brahmana, but when he got associated with that prostitute, he left his family and started engaging himself in activities of all those abominable activities just to please to that prostitute. And finally, they get a lot of children. His last son, when was born, so some group of devotees came to his home, and they instructed Ajamil to keep Narayan as the name of the last son. So he put some faith in those devotees, and he said, "Okay, I'll just name my last son as Narayan." So he kept it, and we know the story that how he was whole day saying Narayan, Narayan, and when finally last day when Yamadutas came, still he was chanting Narayan, Narayan. Though he was calling out his son's name, but still they took it as Lord Vishnu's, that he is addressing to Lord Vishnu, and finally he got a second chance. So Ajamil was a Brahmana, right? So he got a slip, but with the association of devotees, he recovered, right? So what he got from Sadhu Sangha is the second chance that he got Sadhu Sangha. He saw Vishnu Dutas and finally attained Vishnu Loka. But in the 7th canto, we see Prahlad Maharaj, who didn't even slip. He got the association of Narada Muni and he realized that Vishnu is supreme. No matter he went through so many hardships that his father was putting for him, but still he remembered Lord Vishnu. And so finally, he didn't see Vishnu Dutas, but he saw directly Vishnu in the form of Narsingadev. Vishnu took a special form of Lord Narsingadev to bless and came to bless to Srila Prabhupada. No, sorry, to Prahlad Maharaj. Right? So that's how the association is, that what we gain out of Sadhu Sangha. So this is what we gain out of Sadhu Sangha. So there is also a beautiful story. I'll go for it. I know. Okay, it's 11:53. Okay, we'll end up quickly. So we'll go for a story that there was a dung beetle, you know, that insect who basically eats dung. So he was enjoying eating that dung. So this is also actually a Puranic story that comes up from Puranas. And there came a honeybee. And honeybee said to that insect, "Hey, you're just eating this dung. Let's go. I'll take you to a real nectar of honey where you can enjoy more." And this dung beetle was ignorant and saying, "Hey, what honey or what nectar you are talking about? This eating dung itself is a good nectar. Let me just enjoy because I'm enjoying it." So that honeybee said, "No, I'll take you." And finally he put some faith in that honeybee and was on the back of a honeybee. And honeybee took that dung beetle onto a flower where, and just, you know, with the flower, he just threw that insect, honeybee threw that beetle into the flower. Now this beetle was enjoying honey, and first time he got this honey, and he got so intoxicated that he basically forgot about that dung, what he was eating, but was totally intoxicated with that honey. And 24 hours he was just eating that honey, relishing that honey from that flower. The night came, the flower got closed, and still that beetle was inside. So there was a princess who thought of offering some 100 flowers to Lord Shiva. So the beetle is still inside that lotus, right? So she came and she plucked those lotus, and among the 50 lotus she plucked, and one of that lotus had that beetle also, that insect, and finally offered to Lord Shiva. So now this beetle is onto the lotus feet of Lord Shiva. And finally, 24 hours he was there in the association on the lotus feet of Lord Shiva. And finally, next day, the princess took all those lotuses and threw them in Ganga water. And finally, this beetle was also there in that lotus. He was also got the opportunity to associate with Ganga water. So this is how we get of Sadhu Sangha. That was eating dung, was eating that insect was eating dung, but finally in the association of honeybee, got to associate with the lotus feet of Lord Shiva, and finally got to associate with Ganga water. So that's how the position of a person is when he is in the association of advanced devotees. Canto 8 talks about what qualities we shouldn't have when we are in the association of devotees. Basically, Canto 8 and Canto 9 both talk about what qualities we shouldn't have when we are in the association of devotees. And the first quality is of envy, right? So here, Canto 8 talks about Shukracharya. We all know, I'll not go into the story, we know how Shukracharya rejected the association of Bali Maharaj and how his life was doomed. And he lost everything just because he was envious. He was envious of Vishnu, and so finally he was hypocrite, and so finally he didn't got the proper association of Bali Maharaj, and we know how his life was doomed. Canto 9 talks about Durvasa Muni. Again, I'll not go into the story. We know about Durvasa Muni and Ambarish Maharaj, how he offended Ambarish Maharaj, right? And when he offended Ambarish Maharaj, how he was wandering through planets after planets, and finally he has to come back to Ambarish Maharaj to beg forgiveness. So he offended. So these are the basically two qualities that we must avoid when we are in the association of devotees. The first one is envy, envious nature. N V also stand for N, capital N and capital V, N V, which means no vacancy in spiritual world. See, our life is full of anarthas, right? We have all the enemies in our mind, that is lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride, and envy. All the other qualities, the lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride, can be dovetailed in Krishna's service, right? We can use all these qualities in Krishna's service. But this is the only anartha, that is envy, which cannot be dovetailed in Krishna's service. So that we have to understand. And finally, the second is offense. Offense means off the fence. When we are off the fence, we are not under the shelter of the Supreme Lord. And then when we commit offense, we are off the offense. Off the fence, and when we are off the fence, we are not under the shelter of the Supreme Lord. Example of Durvasa Muni. Also Saubari Muni. We know about how Saubari Muni, he offended Garuda, and because of it, he fell down. And finally, when he was on the path of realization, he just saw those fishes copulating, and finally he came up, and sex urges, sex desires came up, and then he married 50 daughters of King Manabhadra. You know that story, right? You have heard so many times. So that's the position of a person should be, that we should not have all these qualities when we are in the association of devotees. See, problems will come in the association of devotees. It's not that the problems will not come. So we should not think, oh, I should change my service. I cannot gel with that devotee. I should change this temple. This temple doesn't have good devotees. Rather, I should change the city. Rather, I should change the country. No, all these thoughts should not come. No matter what, we should always be in the association of devotees, because problems will be there everywhere. And that leads us to the next canto, that is canto 10, which tells us that it's always better to be in the Sadhu Sangha than to leave Sadhu Sangha. We all know how the demons were coming one after another to kill Krishna on the order of Kamsa. Though they might have some previous karmas, I'm not talking about that, but they thought it's better to be killed by Krishna rather than by Kamsa, right? So that's how the devotee's attitude should be. That no matter what it may happen, but I should never leave Sadhu Sangha. We should always try to cooperate, because when we cooperate, only then the chance of improvement is there. If we stay together. If we are gone, then we are gone forever. You know, my Guru Maharaj, when he initiates, he always takes this, we have all the four vows of four regulative principles. The fifth vow he'll always take, that no matter what happens, don't leave ISKCON. Because the moment we leave ISKCON, we'll be like a leaf which is out from the tree. So once the leaf is out from the tree, the leaf becomes pale, yellow, and dies. So there is no end to it. But if we stay in that tree, no matter what happens, still we'll be nourished. Right? So that's how important it is that no matter what happened, we should not leave the Sadhu Sangha. There is a beautiful example of porcupines. You know, they have that quills, very sharp quills they have, right? And when they are in the cold weather, it's very hard to bear that cold weather. They basically die because of the cold weather. But there is an option for them. That either they can die because of that cold weather, because it's very hard for them to survive. And the second option is that they stay close together. When all the porcupines stay close together, because of the sharp quills, they pierce each other's body. And thus they bleed, which is a very painful situation for all the porcupines. But if they don't bear that pain, they'll not get the warmth. Because once they are together, though they are bearing that quill, that sharp edges of quills, they are bearing the pain because of that, but still they are getting warmth because of each other, and because of that they can stay together, they can stay alive, right? Otherwise they have to give up the body. If they can't bear that pain, then they have to get separated. And if they are separated, they can't bear that cold weather. And when they can't bear the cold weather, they have to give up their life. So that's the wonderful example of porcupines through which we can understand that no matter what, even if they are bearing that sharp edges of that quills, which is very painful because of that, they are bleeding, but still they want to stay together so that they can stay alive, right? So that's how devotee situation should be, that when they are in association, they should always think that no matter what happens, they should never try to leave that association. Through that only we can purify ourselves. Otherwise, it's not possible. So, Canto 11, moving on to the next Canto 11, where Krishna talks to Uddhava about the spirit of cooperation. So, when we are in association of devotees, we should not leave the association of devotees no matter what happens. Rather, try to cooperate with each other. When Srila Prabhupada was leaving his body, he just gave this instruction that my love, that all your love to me will be shown only and only when you cooperate among each other. When you do the service with one mission is to please Krishna. When all the services are done with this one mission, with this one intention that we have to please Krishna, only then our love will be shown to Srila Prabhupada. So not for anyone else, but for Srila Prabhupada, we should try to cooperate. You know, if we will not cooperate, then somewhere Srila Prabhupada will have a tear in his eye that, you know, his instructions are not being followed properly. So there is also an instance once, you know, the Gurukul teachers, they thought, oh, their service is great and Prabhupada loves their service. The book distributors thought, no, Prabhupada said that book distribution is my life and soul. So our services is great. Sankirtan devotees said, no, Prabhupada is the chief commander-in-chief of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who came to establish the Sankirtan movement. So our service is great. You know, so this way, you know, different people were arguing and finally they went to Srila Prabhupada to get a recognition that whose service is great. And Prabhupada said, all are good only and only when you all cooperate with each other. Just to please Guru and Krishna and keeping Krishna in the center, only then that service is, you know, great for me. The rest, they are all different limbs. So that's how we should try to develop. Also, there's an example of crabs, you know. There was one person who came for, you know, two person basically. One came for fishing. So he was collecting fish in the net and the other person just came and took some crabs. He came for taking crabs. And when he caught few crabs, 10 or 12 crabs, he put it in the basket and the basket was on his head and he just went on without covering the lid, without any lid, without covering that basket with any kind of lid. He just took those basket of crabs on his head. So another person asked, hey, these crabs will come out and will bite you and you'll die. What are you doing? At least put a lid on that basket. But he said no. And finally it's been seen that if one crab tried to crawl and come out of the basket, the other nine will pull. And the other hand, if another crab wants to go, the other nine will pull back. Right? So they are also cooperating, but in the wrong mission. They are cooperating on how to keep each other distressed, right? They all, if you cannot escape, if we cannot escape, we'll not let you also escape from the basket. So they'll pull it down. So, you know, he was taking advantage, that person, that this is the cooperation that crabs will have. So none of them will come out, none of them will bite, so I'm okay with it. That's also cooperation. But Srila Prabhupada is not talking about this kind of cooperation. He's talking when you have to cooperate, keeping Krishna always in the center for the well-being of others, not to keep others in distress. The last canto, that is canto 12, we'll wrap up with it. And basically canto 12 also wraps up with the importance of Sadhu Sangha. We know about the example of Parikshit Maharaj, how 7 days you know, he was listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. So he had that power. He could have counteract that curse that Sringi gave to him. But he chose as the will of the providence, and he thought, okay, I have got 7 days. Now let me associate with that advanced devotee so that I can get Krishna's prem, Krishna's love. So he associated with Sadhu Sangha, and with rapt attention, he was listening day, night, without even answering to the nature call, without eating, without sleeping. Continuously, he was with rapt attention hearing Srila Sukadev Goswami. And finally, that's how our mood should be, that no matter what, we should always choose Sadhu Sangha. We may have ample, first of all, we'll not get those 7 days, right? We are not that fortunate like Parikshit Maharaj, where we'll get this alarm that, oh, this and that day we'll die. We are not fortunate enough for that. But, you know, we should understand that no matter, we don't know when are we going to die. So we have to think that every moment we are dying. So every moment try to relish this association of Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sharva Sastra Koi. Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha. Sarva Siddhi Hoy. That's the famous verse from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And you have to understand, now we talk about the five limbs that Srila Rupa Goswami gave. You know, he streamlined those 64 limbs into five limbs. So we'll understand this now, that how those four other limbs will also be helpful if we have Sadhu Sangha. So Srila Prabhupada, he just didn't give us the theoretical process. He gave us the temples in which we can practice our devotional service. He gave us the devotees with whom we can practice devotional service. He gave us the deities for whom we can practice devotional service. And he gave us the books by which we can practice devotional service. Right? This is what the gift of Srila Prabhupada to us, and we should be grateful to it. And so, if we are in the Sadhu Sangha, only then the other four limbs will be followed up. Because only and only in Sadhu Sangha, we'll be inspired to do deity worship. We'll be inspired to chant Krishna's name. We'll be inspired to chant Krishna's name. And then wherever Krishna's name is there, only then, you know, there is a Mathura Vas, there is Vrindavan. And so it's only because of Sadhu Sangha that we'll get a chance to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So all the other limbs will be followed if we have the proper association of Sadhu Sangha, the advanced devotees. So I'll wrap up with the final quote with Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, where he says, whatever may have happened among Sadhu Sangha, at the end of the day, we must remember all that we have is each other. So we have to remember, no matter what, see, we are just, you know, the sparks will always be there among two devotees, because there will always be a conflict. But we have to understand that whatever we are doing is for the ultimate aim of pleasing Krishna. So that should be given the highest priority. Thank you all so much. I'll stop here, and I'm so sorry for taking 12 minutes extra, but just want to finish up this, because this is such an important topic that we really have to relish this association of Sadhu Sangha. Thank you all so much. Let's open for any comments, any questions, any add-ons, any corrections. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Kirtada Sundari Mataji. First and foremost thing, thank you so much for taking the effort to delve into the topic so nicely, intensely, you know, bringing out all the important points with relevant examples for us to understand, and also about covering from Srimad Bhagavatam, how Sadhu Sangha is described in different cantos and how we can meditate on it. That was very, very inspiring, the porcupine example especially. I loved it. And of course, each and every example that you gave about the devotee holding on to Tulasi, Everything pretty much. The whole class was fantastic. So I had one question. So you repeatedly kept saying that, you know, whatever happens, which I understand, whatever happens, you know, we may have differences, but then our spirit should be that we actually maintain Sadhu Sangha and we serve for the pleasure of for Krishna and for our Guru, and generally just for the, you know, for the movement and everything, like, you know, that should be the spirit. It's not that we leave Sadhu Sangha and we go away and all that. But at the same time, my question here is, sometimes when two devotees are really not getting along, you know, or rather they have different ways of service or something, some differences, then another thing that is suggested is that to keep a respectful distance. So then where does the respectful distance matter come in Sadhu Sangha? I mean, like, how to adjust that aspect when we are trying to serve but not leave the sadhu? How do we fit in that?
Thank you so much, Preeti Vilasini Mataji, for always appreciating, though I'm just, you know, repeating the word what our Guru Maharaj and Shiksha Gurus, they have given us. So that's a very relevant question that you have asked. And to this, you know, I'll just say that whatever I'll say will not be a gyan, but will be a vigyan. Because this is what even I realize when I deal with the devotees in the temple. So I'll not speak because of knowledge, but because of realization, I can speak to this. That yes, sometimes it do happen that, you know, it's very hard for, you know, to cooperate with the person, especially when, you know, your opinions are different, you know. So the only thing is that consciously I train my mind, you know. This is a conscious call and, you know, I just cannot say in a very detailed thing, but yes, I do have some problems with the devotees in the temple. And but, you know, whenever you see them, you feel like something is pinching in your heart, right? But at the same time, try to understand that, you know, try to understand this example of porcupine, no matter how it is pinching. And also the example that this is the only way where we can become humble and become tolerant. Just if we think this way, oh, Krishna is teaching me how to become tolerant. Krishna is teaching me how to become humble. If we remember that, you know, the moment you remember, especially me, the moment I remember this, I feel, okay, I have to tolerate this devotee, no matter what. You know, there was a one person and who has been who asked his spiritual master, Gurudev, can you please tell me how can I become humble? And Gurudev, and he was expecting a long answer that Gurudev will say that do this, do that, chant properly, and this way humility will develop. No, the Gurudev simply said, associate with the devotees. They will make you humble. No matter what, they'll make you humble and you'll become humble. So that's how, you know, if we just associate, we know it's very hard. Here, association doesn't mean that, neither I'm not talking about the physical association that how Srila Prabhupada was saying that a mosquito is getting. Neither I'm talking about that you keep on gelling with that person, that no, I have to discuss all the matters with that person whom I cannot gel with. No. Here, association is that you have to come across to them in the temple or somewhere in the home programs, because it's the same congregation you'll see each time with some or the other event going on. You'll see that devotee, definitely. But after seeing that devotee, that enviousness should not prop up in our mind that, oh, now it's very difficult for me to tolerate. No, whenever we said that devotee, see that devotee, we have to understand he has the key for the door through which I am going to enter the spiritual world. So no matter what, no matter what, I am not going to let loose my anger, let loose my false ego. Rather, I should always tolerate it, no matter what, no matter what. Let me tolerate and then let the equation be between that devotee and Krishna. Whatever harm that person may do to me, let me tolerate. To an extent, if it is too much, we can raise up this question to the higher authorities, no doubt about it. But yes, to tolerate that person. So, and then, you know, the question, we can leave it between that devotee and Krishna. So hopefully I answered my question, Mataji.
Yes.
I know it's difficult, but still try to be in association.
Yes, Mataji. Yeah. So that means, like, you know, like you were telling also about, you know, not overly gelling also. So it's better to
keep... overly gelling should not be done. Yeah, because if we over-gel, you know, then we'll see the anarthas of that person.
Yeah.
And when we see that anarthas of that person, we'll tend to imbibe those anarthas in our own self.
Yes. Yes.
Right. So make that proper distance. That respectful distance should be made. But at the same time, it should be respectful distance. We shouldn't have any enviousness towards that person.
Correct.
Leave that envy.
Yeah. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada. As usual, you are inspiring and inspiring us by giving a special example of Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, and Sadhu Sangha. And one more thing, you give an example of leaves, the dry leaves, yellow leaves, with, when we are associated with, we should not leave the association of Vaishnava. When the leaves are, dry leaves are dropped down, and he not get... we become dry. Like that, without assistance, we become dry. And especially when I came abroad, I came from Shri Radha Gopinath's family. You know, Mataji, I get such a strong association, and here I don't get association. But by Gopinath mercy, when I move in Atlanta, I get such a strong association of Vrishabhanu Prabhu and Mataji's and Shambhihari Prabhu. Mataji, but I want to explain that sometimes in a house, like my Prabhu says, please take care of your two kids. I have two young daughters. And when they both are married, then you will stay in Vrindavan Dham only. But don't. He will give me two options, whether you have to attend Bhakti Uksha or whether you have to temple. So sometimes, Mataji, we are not able to take the association of Vaishnava. So thank you very much, Priti Vilashini Mataji, that because of you, every day we get two classes.
Oh,
Mataji, that time, what we have to do, Mataji?
Thank you so much, Srinagopika, Mataji.
Only temple
Mataji.
Is not enough,
yes, Mataji. Only temple is not enough. If in that temple we are simply going and, you know, seeing the faults of the temple, then definitely going to the temple is not enough. Again, I'll say the association doesn't... Don't restrict yourself... to a particular thing, right? If, you know, at times you have to take care of your kids, you know, you have to, because that's your dharma, right? You have to take care of your kids. That's your duty to take care of your kids. And still taking care of kids, you can still associate with. You know, we have deities at home. See, in Bhagavatam it's described, Bhagavata Seva, right? Nityam Bhagavata Seva. When we say Nityam Bhagavata Seva, that Bhagavata can be in the form of a person and the form of a book, right? So at times, when we have some duties to follow and we cannot associate with the advanced devotees and we cannot be in the association of devotees, at that time we can take shelter of a book, Bhagavata. We can take shelter of holy names. We can take shelter of these conferences called through which we can get the association, which is non-different of getting a personalized association in our own congregation, which is non-different from that. So again, the point will come of balancing out. These classes, when we hear, you know, we just don't have to take it black and white, right? Like the example that I gave to Preeti Vilasini Mataji was talking about, she was talking about and saying that, yeah, we have to associate, but at the same time, keep a distance. Now, no matter what happened, we don't have to leave the Sadhu Sangha. But again, the disclaimer comes that if you are really not able to gel with that person, you make a respectable distance with that person. So everything cannot be black and white, that, you know, for this question we can give this solution. We have to see that how much we are advancing. Here association is just to judge ourselves where we are advancing, what we were last year, what we are today, and what we will be in future, is to scale our own progress in the spiritual life. You know, that is what the Sadhu Sangha is needed. If we think, oh, we are just, see, in devotional life, you just cannot cruise along. Either you'll have to go down, degrade, or you'll upgrade. That's the only way. So if we find ourselves that we are degrading, start associating it. Start your association with the Sadhu Sangha, that is to the advanced devotees. Talk to advanced devotees. Take shelter of Srila Prabhupada books. Take shelter of Srila Prabhupada. Take shelter of a deity at home. You have so much faith in Radha Gopinath. Talk to Radha Gopinath. You know, they are not just a marble or a picture form. They are personal deities. They hear your prayers. So whenever you have a problem, talk to them. You know, when we talk to them and we cry for that association will be made available to us. You know, that should be the mood. So anything, you know, black and white is not there, so that I can answer to that question, but we have to judge our own self. What is important for me right now? If I have to take care of kids, yes, I have to take care of kids. But that doesn't mean that, you know, I just prolong that only after their marriage I'll be able to do my devotional service. Till then, I just cannot do it. So that should not be the case. But yes, at times when we have to take care of the kids, we have to. At times when we have to cook, we have to cook. At times when we have to look after our home, we have to look after home. Sometimes it do happens that temple services really overwhelm us. And we say we have to say no to the services because we have to take care of the home also, which is also non-different from the temple because we have deities at home, right? So we have that same home as, we can consider the same home as a temple. Also, we have to take care of that. So that balancing out we have to make. But still, remember that that balancing can also be done when we are in the association of devotees. Only then we'll get that knowledge of how to do it. So I hope I'm able to answer your question that yes, that balance has to be made, and we ourselves have to be better judge of our own situation, because every situation differs from person to person. Right, Vrinda Gopika Mataji?
Yes, Mataji, I understand very nicely. But Mataji, feel guilty that our senior Vaishnava wants our help to take care of Bhakti Vuksha, new devotee. And at that time, we are, by Gopinath mercy, able but not able to help them because of the house instruction. To feel so bad that how fallen soul I am, that I'm not able to help my counselor. And yes, Mataji, by Gopinath mercy in summer time, 4 months, whenever the Maharaj and Brahmacharis are coming, that time I get such a strong association, and by mercy of Gopinath Prabhuji allowed me. But Mataji, in a Bhakti Vrukshas group, I am not able to help Shambhari Prabhu, Rushpanu Prabhu, Adikata.
That's okay, Mataji. That's okay. We don't have to have that guilt because every person cannot do every service. We have to understand. We ourselves have to come out of that guilt. Are we doing it to create a problem for anybody else? No, we don't have that intention, right? That we are creating a problem for somebody else. If we can't do, we can't do. It's our limitation, right? So we have to live by that limitation. Instead of feeling guilty of it, we should always try to pray to Srila Prabhupada and try to pray to our deities, try to pray to Sri Radha Gopinath that, yes, this is my limitation. If you want me to expand these services, you have to take care and please remove all these limitations and impediments from my spiritual life so that I can do more services. But at the same time, we have to understand that every service we can do, that won't be possible. So again, the point comes where we have to balance, where we have to draw a line, right? So, and especially this guilt form, you know, we should not do, because that will make us the third and the fourth class devotee. We'll always be depressed then I am not able to do it. Rather think what you are able to do it and do it with that enthusiastically and with full determination and with full dedication.
Yes, Mataji, pray for me that I will help Vushibhanu Prabhu, Shambhihari Prabhu and Adhikata Dattas.
Yeah, talk to them. Talk to them. I don't think so. These, you know, they are such an advanced devotees. You are naming them. They will not even consider that Vrinda Gopika Mataji is not helping. Because everybody knows somebody's else situation. You can talk to them politely. See, this is my scenario. This is my situation. And this is my limitations. I really cannot help, though I want to, but this is my limitation. You know, we are not perfect in everything. Right, and it's not expected that we should be a bad cook. Good cook also. We can dress the deities, we can do arati, or we can invite the devotees, we can give shelter to the devotees, and everything cannot be possible, Mataji. So we have to draw a line somewhere or the other, talk to the senior people, and this way you'll be able to.
We are not saying anything, Mataji, but I feel guilty that
I'm cooking lots of prasadam for them. Come out.
Yes, and not help or preach to mute Kamat Vaishnava. So I feel guilty from
my side. Yeah, that's your sincerity on one side, Mataji, that you do want to do a lot, but at the same time, you know, you should not feel guilty of it, because that guilt will hamper your progress. That guilt should not be there. At the same time, add on to more prayers. That will really help.
Yes, Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Gurudev.
Dhanvat Pranam, Mataji, thank you so much, thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Very, very beautiful class, Mataji. Very nice. You are talking about Sadhu Sangha. This group call is very, very good for how Vrinda Gopika Mataji is saying the family problems. We cannot go outside and do all the things. But at home, sitting at home, we can do some services to the call and we can just hear and we can have a session of other devotees. This group call is really, really very good example. Thank you so much. Mataji, for you and Priti Vilasni Mataji and Shyamakauri Mataji, who are doing very hard work for this group call. I really, really thank you, Mataji. And this, just I want to share, because I also have a very small baby. I can also don't go regularly to the temple and I don't have temple with those of, so this group call is really helping me, Mataji. Thank you so much once again for the all the coordinators who are doing very hard work. Hari Bol, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Vinaya Mataji. Thank you so much. Really grateful to your sincerity and dedication. You are getting wonderful association of all the devotees, and you can pass on that association to your daughter. So you can give the association, right? You are right now on the platform of giving the association. So should be always grateful.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Very nice class, Mataji. This is Jayashree from Knoxville. And same here, Mataji, we don't have a temple here. And so we don't have much association, but it's nice to hear classes online. So it's a very good platform for us to advance in Krishna consciousness. And the point you made, Mataji, that if we sincerely pray to Krishna, then He will definitely fulfill our desires. If we want to have association, then He will definitely provide. Because it happened with me as well, and I was praying like last year so much to Krishna, like, please send some devotee here. And after some time, He did send a family here, though they are not here for a long time, but maybe for a couple of years. But we have a good association now. So the sincere prayers really get fulfilled. That's what I feel. Thank you.
Because you are sincere, Mataji. Yes, Mataji, that's true. But at the same time, you know, for our own upliftment, try to associate with advanced devotees. And trying to associate with advanced devotees is not only getting the physical association, but hearing their instructions. So ISKCON Devotee is full of lectures of advanced devotees. Just, you know, immerse yourself in those hearing the lectures. Make it a vow, make it a point that every day you are going to hear that lecture. So when you hear those lectures, that's how you are getting the association. So association, don't take it just
just the physical proximity of a devotee. No, that's not the real association. Real association is when we imbibe the instructions of the advanced devotees in our life so that we can progress in our spiritual life. So hear those lectures and think that this lecture is only for me. Make notes. You know, fill up your copies for that. And if you do that, you know, and if you follow these instructions and you imbibe in your personal life, that's how we are getting the association. So don't limit the association of devotees just with the physical, you know, get along or getting together with the devotees. That's also needed. I'm not saying it's not. That's a vital point in it, in our progress. But still, if we don't have, then we can hear those lectures and follow those instructions. And of course, as you said, prayers definitely help.
Yes, Mataji. Very good point, Mataji. I will definitely do that.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Is there any more questions or comments for Mataji? Okay. Thank you so much, Mataji, once again for the beautiful class and valuable association. It was so wonderful and very nice brief explanation of Bhagavatam of each canto, Mataji. That was really nice. I never read before Bhagavatam. Only because of this group call I'm hearing every day the Bhagavatam class, Mataji. Thank you so much for that once again, Mataji. If there are no more questions, and I would like to end the call here, Mataji. Before that, I want to offer obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. Vancha kalpa tarubhyasya kripa sindhu bhyeva cha panita ki jai namacharya shila haridas thakur ki jai
jai
hagrave ki tida sukri mataji ki jai. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to add, so for tomorrow it will be verse number 87. Okay, so I covered till 86.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji.